Okay, Rabbi Yitzhak, today's daf is daf Nun Vav. We're holding the Mishnah at the very end of Nun Hey Amud Beis. And you'll recall, we started off back on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph with a Mishnah listing all of the Niskalin. And we've already gone through the Bo'al Ha'im, Val Eishes Av, and Al Kala. And yesterday we discussed the Zohar and the Behema, and the Isha Mevi'es a Behema Aleha. And now we're on to the next category of the Megadef. And that's what our Mishnah is going to focus on today, as well as we're going to focus on that in the Gemara, and we're going to enter into the beautiful world of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Zokten Zer Mishnah, HaMegadev. HaMegadev, as you recall, we've already had a number of times, it means Mevorech Es Hashem, and we say Mevorech, we mean that as a euphemism, it means Chas V'Sholem, the other way around. So when are you chayv? In a chayv ad shiyafarish Hashem, he has to actually enunciate the shame. Now what does it mean he has to enunciate the shame? So Rashi in the bottom tells us that what it means is we don't have a din here of shomea ka'ona, right? Somebody makes kiddush and you say amen and you have in mind. Meaning, somebody walks down the street and he is making a bracha. And he says, Baruch Ato Hashem. When that person says the Hashem, then the person says, oh, that's the one that I want to go and bless now. That the one, you know, he just said Hashem's name, Baruch Ato Hashem. I don't have to mention it. I'm just being Mavorech. When I say Mavorech, we mean Chas V'Sholem the other way around. He's making a bracha because he's eating a cookie. Baruch Ato Hashem, L'kein Mecholam, Hormeim Ezadis. So as he's saying Hashem, the other person who is engaging in being Megadev says, oh, that name that he just enunciated should be put in the blank blessed, or the other way around. No, you're not chayiv. The ones Megadev has to pronounce Hashem's name himself. See, look at the bottom, Rashi.
Not like the Zerus.
Not like Zerus?
The Zerus.
Oh, yeah, he passes like, by and he says, yeah.
Stamani or something.
Exactly. Ad shifarish es Hashem, says Rashi in the bottom. She yizkor es Hashem. He has to say Hashem's name. Avim loy hoitzi shem mipiv. Eleshoma shem yoitzi mipi acher. He heard somebody else saying Hashem's name. He says, person saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. When he hears the other person saying Hashem, he says, oh, Uberchoy. And now he's Mavorech. The other, he himself doesn't mention Hashem's name. All he does is, I am being Mavorech, the name that that other person is saying. Then he's potter. So that's the kavan of the Mishnah, at Shifarash Hashem. He has to go and say Hashem's name when he is being Megadev.
So Hashem's name is Yichibavke or Adnas?
That is a very, very good question, Mendy. We're going to have a machloikis in the Gemara, whether it includes not only Shem Havaya, but whether it includes all the other kinuyim as well, meaning Elekim, Shakai, Tzvokois, etc. We have a machloikis. Rashi in the Mishnah learns that we're talking about the Shem Yudke Vavke. Although Rashi doesn't say it expressly, it sounds like the other person shed Adnos. Because nobody says Hashem's name in vain of the saying of the Yudke Vovke, like the J witnesses. But we're going to talk about that later in the Gemara as well, as you'll see in another few minutes. So Pashup Shat means the other person is saying Hashem's name, he's saying it the way we say it, Hashem Adnos, and if somebody else says it, and I say about that, I'm Mevorech Potter. If Chas V'Sholem, I say Hashem's name, Adoy Shem, the way we say it, and Yichas Hashem adds he's being Mevorech Es Hashem, then you nail him for being Megadev. But we're not finished yet. Amar B'Shem and Karcha. When we are now already into the Din Torah, where we are assessing whether or not this person should get the ultimate death penalty for being Mevorech Es Hashem. So then, obviously, like every other case, you have to have Edom. So the Edom are now going to go and repeat what they heard. We don't want them to repeat what they heard, because Chas V'Sholem, then they are going to be Mevorech Es Hashem. We're going to say, what did he say? He said, I am being Mevorech. We don't want him to do that, Chulil. So therefore, what do we do? Chol Yoyim, every day of the Din Torah, Don Nesa Edom Bekinoi. What means Bekinoi? Bekinoi means not that they go and say Hashem's name properly, but they say it in, if you will, in a disguised, somewhat inappropriate way. Rashi says the word kinoy over here should not be confused with the term kinuyim that we usually use when, for instance, referring to the Shem Hashem, that the real Shem Hashem is the Shem Hamiyuchad Yudke Vavke Aleph Dalin Nun Yud, and kinuyim are Elikim, and Shakai, and Tzvokois, and other similar names. And we're not talking about that type of kinoi. The kinoi we're talking about is the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and he says, Yake Yoisi es Yoisi. The word Yoisi means as if it says Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yake means like a lotion of being Make, or Chas HaSholem, being Mekalel, being Mevorach es Hashem. And as we'll see in the Gemara, why does the Mishnah say Yoisi es Yoisi? If you just jump to the Gemara, you'll see for a moment, Tonat Shivorach, Shem B'Shem. It's not enough that the person saying is, I am hereby being Mevorach es Hashem. He has to be Mevorach Hashem with Hashem's name. It's as if he's saying, I am blessing God's name with God's name. Why do you have to do that repetition? We'll see that in a moment based on two psukim. But in the meantime, why does it say Yoisi in the Mishnah? Because we don't want the Edom to actually repeat it word for word. Yud Kei Vav Kei Shem Adnos. Because Chas V'Sholom, then they are being Mevorach Es Hashem. And anybody that hears that, he can go nuts, Chas V'Sholom, how can you go blasphemy Hashem's name? So therefore they use the term Yoisi. What's up is Yoisi? Why didn't they go and say Yanki? Why didn't they go and say Yosef? Say another name, a Yitzchak, Yitzi, what's up is Yoisi?
Four letters.
Very good, but then Yitzchak has four letters, and Yaakov has four letters, and I think you can figure out other names that have four letters. So what's up is? So Rashi says, because Yoisi has another quality as well. What is the gematria of the word Yoisi? Yudvav is 16, Samach is 60, 60 and 16 is roughly 86. 76, then you add the Yud at the end, you get 86 altogether. And if you go and take the name Elohim, Aleph Lamed Kuf Yud Mem, actually with a hey, but Aleph Lamed is 31, then you add the hey, you get to 36, and then you go and you add 50, the...
40.
You start again. Aleph Lamed is 31, and then you have the hey is 36, and then you add Yud is 46, and you add Mem is 86. Again, Yosi was 16, you add the Samach is 76, you add the Yud is 86. So therefore Yosi has both qualities. Number one, it's four letters like Yud Kevavke, and we're using at least the Yud part of the Yud Kevavke as part of it, but more than that, it also has the Gematria's Elikim, so that's why the Mishnah chooses to use that term.
But it says that you have to make Alev with, or Mevalev with the name Yud Kevavke, not with the Yud.
No, 100%. Let's take a look at the Rashi, and then we'll address the issue. Says Rashi, "B'chol yad, kol zman she'enoisim enoisim bebedikas edim." As long as they were interrogating the witnesses, who you done an oisim bekinoi, kloimar, who you done an imoim uboikin oisim bekinoi, heich omar. How did he say, "Kach omar yaki yoisi es yoisi"? Says Rashi, "Hai kinoi lav kinoi Hashem kama." We don't mean a kinoi Hashem like Elohim or like Shakai or like Tzvokos. They are being mechanan. They're kind of hiding it and manipulating the name, massaging the name, so as not to say the actual real name. Says Rashi, "Kol mi shemahapach dvorav umedaber keodem ze shemedaber umekalel betoyle biacher." Any time that you have someone who's distorting, manipulating, massaging a name, so it shouldn't be Yud Kei Vav Kei, but an acher, another name like Yosi. Harilei, korilei, kinoi. B'loshel chacham. That's how the chacham referred to it, as kinoi, that you're being mechana. You're distorting it, you're changing it. V'yesh lechob b'shavuos, himself to shavuos, you have something similar. V'gam b'loshel ha-mikra, v'al alodam le'yachana, k'liyadati yachana. Now, ulahachi nokat yoisi es yoisi. Why? Number one, the dalet oisi es ikra, k'shem ben arba oisi es. Da'inei chayiv ela al shem ha-miyuchad. The Hainu Shem Ben Arba Oisius. That's the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now, note that Rashi says very clearly, the only time you're over on Mekalas Hashem is the Arba Oisius Shem Am Yuchan. However, let me just tell you that Nigmoritz could be a machloikis between Rameir and the Chachamim, and Rashi therefore is paskening, if you will, in his Pirish on the Mishnah, like the Chacham. We'll see that at Mietz Hashem shortly. But Vos Epis Ben Arba Oisius, so we said you could say Yitzchak and you could say Yaakov. Mishem de Cheshboine Shel Yoisi, Ki Cheshboine Shel Elohim, And there's another reason why the Mishnah chooses Yosi, even though Rashi just said very explicitly, you're only Oyvim of Orachas Hashem if you have the Shem HaMiyuchad of the Dalet Oysi is Yud Kevavke. But nevertheless, why did Rabbeinu HaKadosh choose the name Yosi? Number one, four letters, but you could have said instead, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Aaron, Nochem. There are countless Jewish names that have four letters. He took one that happens to have the gematria of Elikim, so therefore it's in a sense it's imbued with godliness in terms of the gematria. Even though Rashi just said if you would go and say Mavorach Elikim, you wouldn't be oiver because you have to go and say Yidke Bavke. But nevertheless, that infuses it with greater. Yeah, was
okay. Yidke Bavke is 26. It's not so easy to find a name.
If you could find one, absolutely.
Right, right. They probably couldn't find one.
Apparently, they couldn't. Exactly right. Shkoyach. Why does it say a funny lotion? Yak Yosi, Yosi. You're feeling like a Monday. Mechayev et Shivorach shame b'shame. Like we're going to start off the Gemara in another minute or two. So getting back to Gemara, top line. Getting back to the Mishnah. Chol yoyim donas eidim mekinoi. Every single day when we are interrogating and discussing it in the Bezin, we're never going to go and say Hashem's name, the proper name of Hashem, because that in itself would chas v'shalom be a form of blasphemy. And therefore, Yak Yosi, Yosi. We don't say Yud Kei Vav Kei, we don't say Adnos, we say Yosi. Nigmar Din, what happens after the Bezin is finished, and we are now ready to issue the verdict that this person is Chayev, he's guilty. After all, to go and issue a final verdict, we have to really hear what he said. Because perhaps Hitak only said Yaki Yosi Es Yosi. And you could say Yaki Yosi Es Yosi 100 times a minute, you're not going to be over on anything. It's only if you say Yud Kei Vav Kei. Oh, so now when we're ready to go and execute in terms of both issuing our verdict as well as execute this individual, we ask everybody, please leave the Bezin Shtibu. In Shial Mesagodol Shebeinem, we just leave the Edom here with the Dayanim, and we ask the Godel of the Edom, Vo'im Aloi, and more Mashi Shemata Befeilish. From this point on, no more Kinuyim, tell us exactly what he said. And he says it, Yake Yosi, not Yosi, Yake or Yevorech or Yekalel Chas V'Shalom, and then he says the name of Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei, and he repeats it again as Yud Kei Vav Kei. Vuoimer v'adayonim oindim al ragleim. When they hear Hashem's name being uttered in that fashion, they stand up at the koyren and they all rise kriya and hearing Chas V'Shalom the blasphemous way that Hashem's name is being uttered, and this kriya you can never fix again. In other words, you leave it torn forever.
They cut it
just like Chas V'Shalom, a person that's Bavelis who just lost someone, they make a kriya, and sometimes depending on the situation, you're allowed to stitch it up. Here you're not allowed to stitch it up, you leave it kriya forever. Now, he only talked about one eid. So what do we do with the second eid? So normally the second eid would also have to repeat it verbatim. No. Vasheni oyomer afani kamari. Ditto. What he said is exactly what I heard. I have nothing to add, nothing to subtract. And that's one second. Vashlishi, what happens if the three eid? Same thing. Afani kamari. And if the 15 eid, everybody just says afani kamari. They don't actually spell it out, the yud ke vav ke, but rather they just say, yo, what he said is correct. And that's what I heard. Yes.
Usually the Edom can't be in one another's presence when they testify to the void. Is this an exception?
That's the exception to the void. But bear in mind, until now, when we interrogated them, they were separate. So first, Yanko, come on in. Barabel, you stay in the other room. We ask Yanko all the questions, all the information.
Only using euphemisms.
And each time
the Drisha, the Hakira, the Bedika, that's all using euphemism.
Exactly. But
this is the Nigmar Hadin stage, so that's why we're relaxing that.
Exactly.
That
and normally you don't need the Edom to repeat it at the verdict stage. It's not like a shtar that you do it by Shita
Achrayim.
Right. The only reason why we're repeating it is over here.
They never actually uttered it before.
Exactly, because if, in fact the person only said Yoisi is Yoisi, then there's no problem.
Right.
So somebody has to say, Rabbi Yisai, this is what happened. And then they have to rise Kriya, etc. And then we don't want this to be repeated again. I mean, how many begodim do the Dayanim have to go and tear? So therefore, the other person just says, yeah, what he said is correct. Yeah. So this is not reason, even an exception to the general rule, because in terms of the interrogation, they were all interrogated separately, not in the presence of the other. So, Kimar, Tana, we learned in the Brayta, Shivorech Shem B'Shem. It's not enough just to go and be Mevorech HaSashem. You have to Mevorech HaSashem B'Shem. Like the Mishnah said, Yak Yoisi es Yoisi. Or Rashi says, or Yekalel Shem Ploini es Shem Ploini. Shem Ploini, again, Rashi doesn't want to use the term of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. So he says, like the Yoisi, that you have to repeat it, Shem B'Shem. The question is, why do you have to repeat it anonymously? Amar Shmuel the Amakrat says the Pasik. V'noikiv Shem Hashem. Now this Pasik, which is number one here on the page, both starts off with Noikev and ends off with Noikev. See, the Noikev Shem Hashem Mois Yumas, person who's Noikev, we're going to see in a moment that the word Noikev in this context means to curse, Rachman Litzlan. Such a person, Rogoim Yirgamu Boy Kalo Eda, go and throw the stones at him. He's Eluhein HaNiskolim, he's one of the Skila guys. Kager Ko Ezrach, we're going to talk about later on the Omer Aleph on the bottom. Three different pshatim, why we need to add Kager Ko Ezrach. Stay tuned for that. And then we end off in Nokvoy Shem Yumas. What do I have to repeat that? We already said Noikiv Shem Hashem Mois Yumas. Why do I have to say at the end? Benokvoy Shem Yumas. There has to be a double curse. It's not enough just one. That's why you have the Yaki Yoisius Yoisi. Like the Gemara explains. Go back to the Gemara. Omer Shmuel Yomakrov, Benokiv Shem Hashem Mois Yumas. And then it's in Benokvoy Shem Yumas. It's the Harai that you have to repeat it twice. How do you know that the word noikev means to be mekalel? Normally we think of a noikev as making a nekev, making a hole. So what do you go and take from this and it means to curse? It says in the Pasuk, the Gabe in Parshas Bilam, Parshas Balak, what does it say? It said Bilam, mo ekoiv lekab vekel, mo ezoim lezoam Hashem. And that ekoiv means mo ekoiv lekab vekel. How can I go and curse Klal Yisrael, that they should be defeated in the face of Moyev and Midyan, as you know the whole story there in Parshas Balak. So Ma'ekov, I cannot curse them when the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not maskim that I should go and curse them. Mo'ezim Lizom Hashem, Hashem did not want to get in anger or furious during this whole period of time that I've been beseeching him, please curse Klal Yisrael. I can't. Mo'ekov Lekavekel. He throws up his hands to Balak. I know you hired me to go and do a good job. Achemish, the Baruch Hu doesn't allow me to go and curse. So I see from the word ekoiv and kavoit that the word noikev and nokvoit all mean to go and curse. Now the question is, where is the iser in the Torah? Ein oinchin al kein masirin. Here it says the oinish noikev shem hashem mois yumas. Where is the lav mazros mehocha? It's in the pasuk elikim leisakali. You now let it go and curse chas v'shalom the Baruch Hu. It's interesting that Pasuk doesn't use the term Hashem, doesn't use the Shem HaMiyuchad Tzitzel Kim, but nevertheless, from this I see, you're not allowed to curse Hashem. So that's it could also mean a judge. In the Haram, it has both shots, and I think Rashi and Chumash says both. But in this connection, our Gemara assumes that it also, at the very least, it also refers to Rabbi Yishlam, and therefore that's the Azara, and then we have the Oynish, Freit Timura, the Eima Mivrisu, like we said a moment ago, maybe the word nokev means to make a hole. Dichsev, like it said in the pasuk, v'yikov chor bedaltzoi. He went and bore a hole into the delis, into the doorway, into the door. Now the question is, what means to make a hole in Hashem's name? Says Rashi, you write Hashem's name down on a piece of cloth, and then you go and take a knife and you stab it, or you would try to delete it, omit it somehow, and that maybe that's the way you're doing it. And you're going to say, but where's your Isser and Torah to go make holes in the name of Hashem? That's Rosh Mehacha. The Asar will be from the following Pasuk. V'baratim Eshemom, lo yisasin kel Hashem lekechem. These are really two Pesukim back to back. If you look at number 5. V'nitatzim es mizbechoysim, destroy the mizbeach, shibartim es mizbechoysim, the matzevis, v'asherem tisutum v'esh, burn down the Asherah trees, psil elihem tikadeyim, the ibadatim eshimam and amakim who destroy the name of this Avodah Zarah from this place, then nobody should anymore be talking about the Baal Pa'ar and about the Markulius and all of these Avodah Zarahs. Ibadatim, destroy them, decimate them, etc. However, all of those things that we said it's a mitzvah to do vis-a-vis the Avodah Zarah, don't even think about doing this vis-a-vis Hashem. So therefore, if you're going to learn that noikiv shem Hashem means to obliterate or to go and make a hole in Hashem's name. So that would be the Ibaratem Eshemam and Amokamahu, where the Torah says, Loisas and Kay. So that would be the Asara. How do you know, therefore, we're talking about cursing? Maybe it means to making holes, boring holes in Hashem's name. After the Gemara, be'ina shame b'shem v'leka. Since we just got finished saying that the noikiv shame and benokvay shame that has to be as a double yake yoisi es yoisi or mavorech yoisi es yoisi, that type of double whammy. How are you going to do that when you're talking about making a hole? Freitimar, what's so difficult? Instead of putting down one piece of paper and writing Hashem's name on it and then boring a hole, put two pieces of paper, one on top of the other. First one says Yud Kei Vav Kei. Second one says Yud Kei Vav Kei. And then you bore a hole through both of them. No, and they're Ubazalahu. So then you would be doing shame b'shame. So Timur, that's not called shame b'shame. Who noikiv v'choiz v'noikivu. What you're doing is you're doing two nekivos, two borings. But you're not being noikiv shame b'shame. In other words, when you're being noikiv the first one or the second one, you're not doing it through the medium or through the means of another shame. What you're just doing is cutting through two names. So that's got to be shame b'shame. Frank Timura, oh, I have a good idea. What you can do is take the sakin that you're using for boring the hole, and at the very end of that sakin, right at the end, Yudke Vavke, and then when it is Chas V'Shalom going and making a hole in the first Yudke Vavke, it's doing it with a Yudke Vavke, boring a hole in the Yudke Vavke, and you'll be Makayim the Yake Yoisi as Yoisi. That is not the shame that's making the hole. It's the churfin zakina, because it's a sharp knife and it has a sharp edge and it's boring a hole. It says Yud Kei Vav Kei on it. But that doesn't change the nature of the knife. The knife remains the same knife, and it's the knife's boring possibilities or qualities that causes it to make a hole in the name on the piece of cloth. It's a right and not shame b'shame. It's the shame that you're being noikiv together with the knife. Frank Timura, but I have another pshat. Maybe noikiv shame Hashem doesn't mean to curse, and it doesn't mean to make holes in the written name, but ema perushe shmehu. Maybe it means to be mefarish the shame. Now what does it mean to be mefarish the shame? So Rashi says, perushe bi oisi yoisav ube pirusheha. The Rashi is about 10, 12 lines further down on the Omid Aleph here. But Rashi doesn't really explain what does that mean. So there are a couple of pshatim which are given in the Mefarshim. One pshat is to go and say like the witnesses, the J witnesses. In other words, this relates to Mendy's question of before, that when we said that the person is being Mavarech as Hashem, and it's a shame HaMiyuchad, did he use it, the shame Adnus, like we do it, Baruch Ata Adoy Shem, even though in the Sidurim it says Yud Kei Vav Kei, but we don't pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei. Why don't we pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei? A famous Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, where it says, Zeh Shmi Li Oilam, Zeh Zichri Lador Dar. And the Gemara learns, Zeh Shmi Li Oilam, it's got to be Behelam. What means Behelam? That you don't pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei, you only pronounce the Shem Atmos. Ah, so therefore, maybe when it says in our Mishnah, what it says in the Pasuk, the Noikiv Shem, that means that he's enunciating the name the way it is written and not the way that we say it. Similar to the famous or the infamous J witnesses. What's the first word? J, E, E, you know the whole word. We don't even want to say that word. So that is some say that in itself is not the real Shem because it starts with a Yud, and that's with a J. So you'd have to have it with a Y. Doesn't make a difference. But bottom line is, that perhaps that's the kavana of our Mishnah when it says, well, it's not the Mishnah, kavana of the Pasuk, the Noikiv Shem. Maybe it means that you are saying Hashem's name in an inappropriate manner, not saying the Shem Atlas, but saying like the J witnesses. Maybe that's the pshat. So that's one way. Others want to say that since the Lashon is the Oisi Oisa from Perushah, is as you know, we're very careful when we say Yud Kei Vav Kei, we say Kei Vav Kei. We don't say Yud, and then what's the letter after the Yud? It's really a Hey. We don't say that. Why not? Because some say that that is in fact what Rashi is alluding to, that he is Mefarish es Hashem b'Oisi Yosov, that he says Yud, and instead of saying K, he says the letter after the Dalid, and then he says Vav, and again the letter after the Dalid, and then say K. And that itself happens to be blasphemous.
Yes? I heard people say the term Havaya.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's another way of doing it so that you don't get into the problem. 100% right. So anyway, so the Gemara says, so maybe that's what the Torah is alluding to when it says v'noy kivshay. But the Gemara, and why would you say that that's the pshat? I mean, noikiv sounds like, okay, either ekiv lekavikel sounds like a klala, or it means noikiv to make a hole, but where do you see in this noikiv shem Hashem that it means to go and say yud k, and not say the k, but say a hey, or, like we said before, to say the j of the j witnesses. The Chassidus says in the pasuk beginning of Bamidbar, after we list the nesiim of the various shoftim, of the various matois, it's a v'yikar moish v'harn eso noshem eila she nikvu b'shemis. Nikvu b'shemis means all of those that we just enumerated by name. Oh, so I see that the word nikvu could mean the enunciation of names. So maybe here we're talking about enunciating Hashem's name. When obviously when you say the shem Adnus itself, there's nothing wrong with that if it's said within the context of a pasuk, in context of a bracha or something like that. However, if you were to go and say yudke vavke, or you go and say the shame, the way you write it as opposed to the way you read it, maybe that's that what the noikiv means. Ashenikvu b'shemes. V'azirat mihacha, where would be the asara? Es Hashem l'kechatira. Be fearful of Hashem's name. You say Hashem's name, say it with trepidation, and don't say it as a willy nilly, incorrectly or inappropriately. Everything more, I'll tell you why that cannot be the pshat. Number one, chadu debeina shame b'shem v'leka. So how do you have shame b'shem, which we said is an absolute requirement, so yud kei vav kei, be yud kei vav kei, I mean, how would that work? V'oid, havyalei asor is esse. The asor over here is esse shem l'kecha tira, that's an asse, that's not a lois esse. Asor is esse, lois shmo asor. If you want to go and give an oinish, you have to have a lav. What's the lav? It would say, im loy tira, but it doesn't say loy tira, it's esse shem l'kecha tira, so that's an asse, not a lav. V'yibo yiseima, another raya that Noikiv Shem Hashem means Chas Shalom a Mavorech Es Hashem. If you go and look at number 8, this is talking about the one that was Mekalel in the Torah. Vayikoiv Beno Isha Yisraelis Es Hashem. Vayikoiv. Vayikalel. Vayaviyu Oisiel Moshe B'Shem. Ima Yishlam Yisbas Dibri Matidon. And then Moshe Beno says they have to ask Hashem. And then Hashem said, Mois Yumas. Okay, so since it says Vayikoiv Vayikalel, remember the Noikiv Klonu. Pray to more of a Vilma who says maybe it means Adi Ovid Travayu. Maybe when do you get Misas Skila is if you do both. You Noikiv, you write Hashem's name down on a piece of paper and you make a Nekev, you make a hole. And then number two, you're Mekalel. So then maybe that's the double whammy and then you go and get the Misa. Why did it say Hoytzim Mekalel? If you're telling me that you have to be over both, then the pasuk should say, take out the noikiv and mekal. Ishma mina chodi, you see that noikiv and mekal are really one and the same, they're synonymous terms, and therefore, back to noikiv shem Hashem, we assume as that noikiv means tak and mekal, it doesn't mean making holes, it doesn't mean enumerating or enunciating, you gotta be mekal. Okay, Tan Rabbah. Now we look at the pasuk is pasuk number 10. Vel b'nei Yisrael tadaber leimor, ish, ki yakal elikov, v'nosa chetoy. The question is, why does the pasuk repeat the word ish twice? Could it say ish ki yakal elikov? Zok tibar, turn around ish. Ish I need. V'matam olumi. Ish. L'rav esem techom ish imisharam al b'yichas Hashem ki Yisrael. Just like we Jews are not letting be b'orchas Hashem, Goy is also not letting be b'orchas Hashem, and that's one of the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, as we'll see on the bottom of the ump. However, even though by Unzer Yidin, if we're Chas Shalom, we're Mekalel, the Pasuk says, Rogan Yirgmu Voy. That was Pasuk number one that we had at the top of the Yomit. This is Din of Skila. If the Goy does it, if they go and get Saif, which means Cherev, we talked about this briefly yesterday. Shekhov Misa, Amur B'nei Noyach, Eina Elo B'Saif. The only Misa we find in the Torah, the Gabi B'nei Noyach, is only B'Saif, which Pasuk do we find in the Torah? So Rashi already brings it now. The Gemara is going to bring it later on again. Vush Taitis and says in Parashas Noyach, Shoyfech Dam Ha'odom Ba'odom Domo Yishofech. And the Gemara understands Ba'odom Domo Yishofech. That means through decapitation, through using the Cherif. That's the only time we find the B'nei Noyach. And there's talking about B'nei Noyach. Noyach and his children coming out of the table. So Shoyfech Dam Ha'odom Chas Shom Prison Ritzeach. But we don't find any other misa in the Torah vis-a-vis the B'nai Noach, and so therefore, even though he's being oiver birchas Hashem, which for us, chas Hashem would be skiva, for Zai, it's Messiah. Frank Timur b'machanaf, you learn it from the Ish. Ish! Me awesome nafka, I have another pasik. Hashem Zubichas Hashem. What's this Hashem Zubichas Hashem? So you see number 11, which is the final pasuk here. Vayitzav Hashem ulekim ala Odom Lamer, when Odom Marishoin was introduced to the Eitz Hadas and to the Gan Eden. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Mikol Eitz Hagan, Achal Toichel. O Meitz Hadash, he said, B'soich Hagan, Lo Yisoichel Mimenu, Kim Yem Echol Mimenu, etc. So that's Vayitzav Hashem ulekim. We're going to see Miyat Hashem as we start the Amid Beis, that Vayitzav Hashem Lekim, each one of those words comes is a remez to the seven mitzvah in Noyach, and the one that is the remez to Birchus Hashem is Vayitzav Hashem. That Hashem, that's referring to Birchus Hashem. So we already have that the Goyim have that Hashem from the Vayitzav Hashem. What do you need the Ish for? Omer Yitzchak Nafli Nitzchak Ella. Now most of our Gemara say Lerabusa, that's a mistake. It should be El Rabois Hakinuyim Valibed Rameh. Because we want to go and add on not only the Shem HaMiyuchad Yud Kei Vav Kei, but also the Kinuyim of Elikim, Shakai, Tzvokois, like we spoke about
earlier. We're more hammered with the Goyim than with the Yid.
Oh, well, one second, we're not so simple yet. We haven't had up to the yet. L'Nitzchel El Rabbo Yisak Kinuyim, V'alib Edra Meir. It's a Machlik, it's a Meir and the Chacham. Disani, we learned the Braise. Ish, ish, ki, akal, aliko, v'nosa, chetoy. As we state, ein pasik. Freit, Yomara, Ma Tamalim, what do you need that posik for? Valikvar Nemar, Vinoikiv Shem Hashem, Mois Yumos. That's the posik we brought at the top of the Yomit. Oh, so Vinoikiv Shem Hashem, person who's Mekalel, we already said Noikiv means Mekalel, we learn it from Ekav Lekav Ekel, so that means Mois Yumos. So what do I need? Ishishki Ekalel Lekav? Oh, Lefishinim, Vinoikiv Shem, Mois Yumos. Shem sounds like the name of Hashem. What's the name? Yochle Yechayv El Hashem Ayuchad Bulvod. Like Rashi said in the Mishnah, only Shem HaMiyuchad. Minal Rabbi is called Kinuyim. How do you know all the other Kinuyim like Shakai and Tzvokois and Elikim? Tamaloyim Ishi Yikal Elikov. Oh, Tak Elikov is Meduyok. Not only Menoikiv Shem Hashem, Elikov tells you Mikol Mokim, any of the Kinuyim Divar Emeh. And what our Gemara is telling us, therefore, is that this applies, Ramey is talking about to Jews, he doesn't mention anything about Akum, doesn't mention anything about Bnei Noach. However, our Gemara is now saying that what we were talking about, why do we need two separate psukim, the Ish Pasik and Vayitzav Hashem Alekim Pasik, to tell you that the same thing applies to Goyim, to Bnei Noach, that they have not only the din of the Shem Hashem, the Shem HaMiyuchad, but also the other Shemus as well, so, meaning all the kinuyim.
So what do we learn from the duplicative Ish?
Includes the Gentiles.
That the Gentiles have the same rules and regulations that apply to us.
We have two, I thought we learned that from two different psukim of not cursing.
That's talking back to Jews, right? From Bereishis until the end of Devarim, 99.9% of all of that is addressing us, the Jews. We have a special bond with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it says about us Jews, based on how Reb Meir learned, what do I need two psukim? Noikiv Shem Hashem. And then I have another pasuk, Ishki Yakal Elikov. One comes to tell you a din of Shem Hashem, Shem HaMiyuchad, and Yakal Elikov tells us the Kinuyim. Okay, but that only addresses Jewish people. How do we know the same thing applies to the non-Jewish people? So that I also have to have two psukim. One pasuk is this Ish, which comes to tell you the din of one of the two, and then I have the Vayitzav Hashem Alekim. That tells you one of the two. Now you can tell me which one of the two. Well, chayit, it's easy. Vayitzav Hashem. You learn from Hashem. Zil Birchas Hashem. Hashem, that's the Shem HaMiyuchad. It says, Ish, Ki Kal Alekav. This comes to include the Kinuyim. That's why you have to have the two psukim to tell you that the same halacha that applies to the Jews applies to the non-Jews. No distinction whatsoever. We're exactly the same. However, we're going to see in a moment something different. The Chacham and the Chacham say, no, al Shem HaMiyuchad b'misa. You only mechuyev skila on the Shem HaMiyuchad v'lod, that's it. Which is what Rashi said in the Mishnah. V'al HaKinuyim, HaKinuyim is ba'azhara. There's an Isur. The Pasuk says, lo yikale, ish ki yikale likav v'nos achetai. Now, when we say ba'azhara, it doesn't just mean, don't do it, and if you do it, you're a naughty boy. Rashi tells us that there's a din of kores. What he means to say is, Bashara, that there is no din of Misa Bidei Adam. It's not one of the four Arba Misas, Bezdin. But they will be Karis at the ripe old age of 60 or 70. Shai's on the Gemara. But whenever that is, if the person doesn't do tshuva, The Kodesh Baruch Hu will say, curtains, Karis. You're going to cut that person's life short. But
no, he's going to get Karis if there's no warning.
What do you mean?
You said Azar, there's a warning?
In the Torah.
Not witnesses
warning him, a scriptural warning.
Got it.
That's why, remember, at the top of the Omid, each time the Gemara brought, Noikiv Shem Hashem, okay, that's the Moithumas. But where's the warning? In other words, did it say the Isur? When we said that it's a Nekiv, okay, so Nekiv means you made a hole in it. Where's the Asara? Each time you have to have in the Torah, ain't oinshin, no punishment, unless you warn in the Torah. Not talking about the two eight. Continuing on. So what is Chacham hold? They hold only Shema Miyuchad. So our Mishnah with the Aleph Niskolim Dinim, all Shema Miyuchad. Kinuyim, you're not allowed to do it. And if you don't do Tshuva, you're going to get Karis. But there's no din Amisa Bidei, no Misa's best. So, therefore, says Agmar, to answer the question, what do I need, both Ish and Mavarech Es Hashem from Vayitzav Hashem, what do you need that twice? So Yimara says, it goes according to the mayor. One tells us Hashem Yuchad, the other tells us Kinuyim. Obviously, it doesn't go according to Chum, because Chum said that only applies this din of Misa Bidei Bezdin, Bidei Adam, only applies to Shem Yuchad. So this teretz that you just gave, that why do I have to Ish, and why do I have to have Vayitzav Hashem, that would not apply. That's what the Gemara says so far, and this is what Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said on the first white line. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Linitzcha, Rabbi Skinuyim, Leader Meh. Rabbi Maisha disagrees with Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Upligid Rabbi Maisha, the Umar Rabbi Maisha, Ben Noyach Shabirchus Hashem Bikinuyim, Le Rabbonon Chayim. Ooh. The Rabbonon that we just said now a moment ago say that there is no Misa's Bezdin on Kinuyim. Says Ramaisha, even the Rabbanan would agree that a Ben Noyach is, if you will, worse off than a Jew in this parsha. And in fact, he would get Mises Bezin, which means he would get Tzayov, even by Kinuyim. Why should the Goy be worse off than the Jew? My time, the Yomakra. So you remember I told you we're going to talk about this at the bottom of the Yomid, the first Pasuk that we quoted at the top. V'noikiv Shem Hashem Mois Yumas Rogam Yigum Uvoy Kalu Eida Kager Koezrach V'nokvo Shem Yumas. Why do we mention Kager Koezrach? Ezrach means a citizen, which means a born Jew. A ger means a goy that converted to Judaism. So doesn't that apply Kol HaTorah Kula, all mitzvahs? Ayid has a mitzvah to go and put on tefillin, to put on tzitzis, etc., etc. A ger has the very same mitzvahs. Why over here does the Torah say Kager Koezrach? After all, the Chacham hold you're only mechuyim on the Shem Hamiyuchad v'nokvoy Shem Hashem mois yumas. Who is mechuyim kagerko Ezrach? Avloivik Chachovim afilu bekinui. There were not makbid redaf kibi the Shem Hashem Shem Hamiyuchad even kinuyim. Ah, so based on that, Remaisha says that's why I need the two psukim for. Because by Goyim, as opposed to Jews, their taka are two separate Isurim. One Isur on the Shema Miuchad, one Isur on the Kinuyim, and on both of them he's going to go and get Sayov. So you don't have to say that it only goes according to Meir. It can even go according to Chachamim. Either Chum is only Mechuyiv on Shema Miuchad. That's by Yidin. By non-Yidin, they're Mechuyiv even on Kinuyim. From Meir, Haikarek Ezrach, my Ovidle, since Meir equates a non-Jew to a Jew when it comes to Birchus Hashem. So what does he do with the Kikir Ezra? Oh, Kikir Ezra B'skila, Avloiv Gechovim B'sayov. Kikir Ezra tells you, because that pasuk, remember, starts, V'noikiv Shem Hashem, Mois Yumas, Rogoyim, Yergimu V'okalu Eita. When is there the din of Regima of stoning? Kikir Ezra. But if you're talking about a non-Kikir Ezra, you're talking about a B'nei Noyach, you're talking about an Akum, then it's B'sayov. So, Freytimar, why would I think otherwise? After all, we quoted the pasuk before. There's only one time in the Torah it says, "But Adam Dami Yishafech." That's the only misa that we find in B'nei Noyach. Once we're being marbe ish, and we're throwing in that a goy has the same din as a Jew, not only Shema Miuchad, but also Kinuyim, according to the mayor. So maybe it should be misrabe even for the Einish. K'mashalon. No, one second. There, there's a din of skila. But by a goy, there's a din of saif. For Yitzchak Nafcha, Alimid Rabbanan, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, who you recall, said that according to Rabban, there's no difference between a goy and a Jew. It's always only on the Shem HaMiyuchad and not on Kinuyim. So what do I need? There, once again, is more stringent than the Jew. The only time a Jew goes and gets skila, if he says Shem B'Shem, like the Mishnah said, Yaki Yoisi, Es Yoisi. But if a goy just says Yaki Yoisi, without saying Es Yoisi, we throw the books at him, or we throw the stones at him. Not stones, or him, Messiah, if I knew you were going to say that. Right? Yeah, you can give us. Anyway, you don't need the Shem B'Shem. Oh, so come to Chois, we have therefore three different limudim and why the Torah writes over here, especially Kager Ko'ezra. One shot is to go and tell you, everywhere by Yidin, it's only by the Shem and not the Kinuyim. Oh, it's Kager Ko'ezra. By Goyim, it's even Kinuyim. Second shot is Kager Ko'ezra. Only of by Yidin is there a din of Skila. By the Goyim is a din of Sayev. And number three, to go and tell you that only by Yidin is there a din of Shem B'Shem, but by Goyim it's even without Shem B'Shem. You just say one Shem, that's already enough. Now, according to the Rabbanon that we just said now, that in Yidin, especially according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, that they're exactly the same. So if they're exactly the same, what do I need the Ish Lomeli? What do I need it to be enough for Yitzhav Hashem Lekim? By Yitzhav Hashem Lekim, it tells you about Shem HaMiyuchad. And the Rabbanon say, Shem HaMiyuchad, not the Kinuyim. So in Bazoi, what do we need the Ish for? Sometimes the Torah speaks like people speak, and they
people,
say.
Really, people say ish. It's unusual. I mean,
gentlemen.
Okay, let me ask you a question. When you, have you ever written or have seen a legal document? It says at the end of the document that if something goes against the secular law, it's null and void. Why didn't you just say it's null? Why do you have to say and void? Let's just say void. Why do you have to go and say null? Or it'll continue on saying, and of no further legal force and effect. Well, everybody said it's null and void. Why do I have to say null and void? These are all just additional lishonos. Okay. All mean the same thing. So just like people use terms to strengthen, to dramatize, to emphasize. Yeah, it's ish, ish.
It says, if it said ish, ish, maybe we think that it doesn't apply to women? Cursing God.
There are other Gemaras that say that since it says Ish or Isha, Shiyas, or whatever, that Hishva, Torah, Ish or Isha, Chola, Oymachra, Torah, Chola, Oymachra, Torah. There are other Gemaras that address that your very issue and say that we learn from other Psukim that the issue, yeah, that the Isha and Isha are exactly the same. Shkoyach. Okay, turn around. Now we have a Braisa. This Braisa, from here, we start now for the next blot or two talking about the Shem Mitzvah B'nai Gaya.
I'm sorry.
Yes, Mendy.
The concept. In the Achmid El Rabbis.
Yeah.
So see, a mir twice has a certain connotation.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what the rabbis of it, the ish ish, comes to tell you, not only a Jew, but also goy.
The Rabshat, the Lashma Yadam.
Yeah.
How can you say Lashma Yadam? The Torah itself has its claw.
This is a court of last resort. 99.9% of the time, we assume that every word in the Torah is put there for a special, special reason, to learn a halacha, learn a musa, to learn epis. To go and say ish ish, Torah is talking, you know, in a colloquial manner, in a friendly manner, ish ish. That's a very, very rare thing. But when the Gemara has no other answer, the Gemara uses that as a court of last resort. You have it a number of times in Shas, it's not the only time. Maybe when Eliyahu HaNavi will come, he'll say, Chavri, you got it all wrong. We talk to learn from ish ish. Not only people who are Americans, but also Australians. People that come from Mars, they come down to America, all have the same thing. But since we don't know anything, so we just say, Lashem B'Neiach. Turn around. Seven mitzvahs and Saba B'Neiach. There are seven mitzvahs B'Neiach. Now, the easy way to remember it, Rabbi Say, is the three cardinal sins. Those are the din of Yehari Valiavar. What are those three? Avodah Zarah, Kili Arayos, and Shvichas Damim. Plus Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. What's Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet? Aleph is Avram Menachai. Beis is Birchas Hashem, Gimel is Gezel, and Dalet is Dinim. Our Gemara could have said that to make life easy. It has it out of order from what we just said, and the reason is because it is in order based on the possible Yitzhav Hashem Ulekim that we'll have on the Amid Beis in another couple of minutes, where we're going to learn from each one of the Vayitzav is going to be Dinim, Hashem is going to be Birchas Hashem, Elekim is going to be Avodah Zarah, as you'll see on the Amid Beis. So these are the seven, Dinin, Brichas Hashem, Avodah Zarah, Kili Roish, Brichas Amun, Gezel, Eimun Chai. What means Dinin? Dinin means that the Goyim have to go and have a court system where they practice justice, halavai, similar to the way Jews have batei dinim, and where they hopefully go and dispense justice. So they have to do the same thing as us.
So do the Goyim have courts where they punish people for blasphemy?
Yeah, so many have to.
I mean, and the Jewish Chachatura, Bedika, and
they don't have to have those rules. We're going to talk about that. Okay. Just wait, we get to the Amud Beis. But in the meantime, those are the seven requirements that the Bnei Noach have, Dina Berchot Hashem, etc., etc., all of these. Jacques Dimara. Now, we're going to have a few Mandi Amram that are going to add to the seven, and some are going to substitute of the seven. So we start off with the B'chanan Yibin Gamliel Oimer, Af Aladam Menachai. We talked about Eiv Menachai, also Dam Menachai. Eiv Menachai, of course, if you remove a limb or a limb falls off of an animal when the animal is still alive, that's Eiv Menachai. Dam Menachai means dam from a living animal, that you take some of that dam and you eat it, you drink it, it'd also be Oiver, just like Jews and Ladal eat dam generally. So the Goyim are not allowed to eat Dam Menachai. So that's number 8, if you will. Or maybe he considers that to be part of Eiver Menachai. Reb Chidka Oimer Afala Sirus. Sirus means to castrate, Chas V'Shalom, both a person or an animal, so that the person should no longer be able to reproduce. Reb Shimon Oimer Afala Kishuv. Kishuv is talking about any type of black magic, and the Gemara is going to now explain that in greater detail. Reb Yosi Oimer Kola Omer Beparshas Kishuv Ben Noyech Muzer Alav. Don't just think, you know, one type of black magic, but 8 or 9 different types, like the pasuk says, like the kosem, not the kosem, like the molech. Don't allow for mabre b'noi mitu esh. But now let's get to the kishuv, kosem ksavim, ma'oinen, menachesh, mechashiv, choy vechaver, shoyel oy v'yid oyni, doirish elamaisim. All of those are considered to be in the category of mechashiv. So even though Reb Shimon says afal kishuv, he doesn't mean one kishuv. It means all these 7, 8 different types. If you're wondering what's the difference between one and the other, I'm going to talk about this later on in our Masechta. And the pasuk right after that says, and if someone chas v'shalom practices one of these form of kishuv, because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will chas v'shalom drive you out from the land if you're going to participate in this kishuv. And that's the reason why the goyim were driven out of the land by the Yidden when we came into Eretz Yisrael at the times of Yeshua ben Nun. The way Onash Elim Kain is here, and the reason why they got this punishment of Moirish Oysa Mipanecha, because it was an Asara. What was the Asara? Don't find among you anyone that practices any type of kishuv. Reb Loza Oimer Afal Kelayim, also on Kelayim, that what? That the Goyim, the Bnei Noach, are not allowed to go and do Kelayim. Now Kelayim, of course, has different forms. For instance, if you wear shatnez, that's also a form of kelayim. Does that mean that all of the goyim have to take their new garments to the shatnez laboratory in Wilhelmsburg or wherever to go and have it checked for shatnez? No. Kelayim, we're going to differentiate. Mutar ben minoyach lubash kelayim. No, they're allowed to wear kelayim shatnez, no problem. They're also allowed to lizroy kelayim. Mix and match different seeds from chweis, from chitas, oire, charts, and from vineyards. Ve'in asur el barbos behema. They're not allowed to mix 2 different types of animals, horses together with oxen or whatever, with donkeys, etc.
Is that like produce a mule? Is harvas mean to plow together or to mate together?
It presumably means to mate together. We're going to have more about that also in the Masechta. Ubahar kovas ilan, or to be mark of ilanis, to different ilanis, you know, like you have the esrog amorkiv, where you have a lemon tree together with the esrog, you know, that are going to be mark of 2 ilanis. So that's the kelayim, which applies to the Bnei Noach according to Blas. Minu Animili. Now let's go back to the original 7. Om Reb Yechon Yom Akra. That's the pasuk that we quoted on the Amid. Aleph Yitav Hashem Olekim Ala Oretz Ala Odom Leimar Bikol Eitz Agon Ochoil Toichel. So that's a pasuk, of course, talking right before the Chet of the Eitz Adas. But the Gemara learns from each word. Vayitzav. What means Vayitzav? Eilu Hadinim. Make sure that you keep the dinim. It's interesting, we call it Bnei Noach, but really this pasuk was even before Noach was born. Bnei Adam, not even Bnei Adam, we're talking about Adam himself, Adam Rishon. Okay. Vayitzav Elo Adina, Mechenu Oimer, Ki Yedat Avalman Asher Yitzav Ezbon Vespeisei Achav. What does it say at the end of the pasuk? Lasi Tzedaka U'Mishpat. Oh, Mishpat means Dinen, Mishpat, justice system. So therefore, Vayitzav, and it says Asher Yitzav. That Asher Yitzav is talking about Avram Avinu. Just like over there, Yitzav means Mishpat, here too. Vayitzav means Mishpat Dinim. And then it says Vayitzav HaShem. That's Ubirchas HaShem. So that's what we learn from Hashem, and that's why the Gemara asked on the Omer Aleph, what do I need the ish for? After all, I have Hashem to tell us that Goyim b'nei Noyach have the din of Birchas Hashem. So that was Gemara's kasha, right? So Gemara said, depends if you learn like Remai Shilim, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, according to the Meir, according to the Chachamim. The whole discussion we had in the Omer Aleph, what do you need that double two Lishoinis to include the b'nei Noyach? Now the pasuk continues on. Beitzav Hashem lekim. Lekim is avodah zarah. This is referring to avodah zarah. What does lekim mean? Avodah zarah. V'chein u'aymer liyilchay lihemachirim al panai lisas v'chafesel. That's this week's parsha. Parshas Yisrael. Liyilchay lihemachirim. So that lihim is referring to Beitzav Hashem lekim. Lekim. Be careful. Don't go and do avodah zarah. And then the pasuk continues. Beitzav Hashem lekim ala adam. Be careful about your fellow man. Don't chas v'shalom go and kill anybody. Then the pasuk continues on. V'tzav v'shalom kim la'odam leimar. Leimar zu gili arroyes. Where does he see leimar gili arroyes? V'chein u'oymer. Leimar hein yishalach ish es ishtoy v'holcha me'itra v'hoyisa li ish acher. Now this is not a pasuk in the Chumash. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. And Parshat Pshat is talking about a person who divorces his wife, and then he or she gets remarried. So what's the issue over here? If you look at the pasuk, which is pasuk number 7, 20th, starts off, Leimar hen yishalach ish es ishtoy v'holcha me'itra, etc. Then look at the end of the pasuk, V'yadzonis reyim rabim v'shevalayin yom Hashem. Zonis v'loshin is nus. Ah, so you see from this pasuk that Leimar is the beginning of the pasuk, and here it says, Leimar, talking about Gili Arayis. And then afterwards, the pasuk continues on. Al adam leimer mekol eitz hagon. What are we learning? Mekol eitz hagon. Veloy gezel. You're allowed to go and eat mekol eitz hagon. Dear, that I permit you to go and eat. But those things that I don't permit you to eat, you're not allowed to eat. So I see from this, you're only allowed to go and eat what is permissible, but not gezel that doesn't belong to you, which is prohibited. And finally, ochel toichel. Veloy eiver minachai. This you're allowed to go and eat, but not eiver minachai. This Gemara is a bissel ishver, because we know until the times of the B'nai Noach, until after the Mabel, people only were all vegans. Nobody ate any meat at all. So how? It's not only Eid Menachai, you know, that even geshocht on the meat, you know, with the Bez and Tzedek Sechshir on it.
Eggs they could eat.
I'm sorry, once again?
Eggs.
If it didn't have the flu virus, then you're allowed to eat. But otherwise,
eggs with vegans, vegans don't eat eggs.
Yeah, but at that time they did.
Okay, I'm sorry for using the term vegan. But the point is that none of them ate any meat at all, so it's not just Eid Menachai they didn't eat. So what's pshat? So this is not my kasha. That's the second toises. Ochal toichav le'evim menachai. V'hod yamrin l'kamon. We're going to learn him yet. Hashem, another couple of days. Le'ehut le'adam rishon bas lachila at all. Hainu l'hamis v'lechal. He didn't have the right to go and kill it. What shechita? Avameis me'el. Oh, nevei l'sharia. Oh, as lafuki b'evim menachai. The filanofel me'elav. Not that you severed it. The animal died, or even before it died.
Naturally amputated,
whatever, it fell over, it was sick, whatever happened. No, from the Eilav that got into a traffic accident, instead of the wheel of the car falling off, the animal fell off. From the Eilav, also because it's Eivim Menachai. Okay, so that's a twice. Anyway, so bottom line is, we've learned from Vayitzav the 7 words, we've learned the 7, and now you understand why the Gemara gave it in that order that we had in the Omer Aleph, because it's mamish in the order of Vayitzav, the Dina, Baruch Hashem, Abu Yitzhara, etc., etc.
Okay. It's Chit of Sora type thing.
Yeah, almost. Getting back to our Gemara, Zokti Mariet. Ki Osir of Yitzchak, right? The second, third wide line. Ki Osir of Yitzchak, Tani Ipcha. He switched around 2 of them, not all 7, 2 of them. Vayitzav, that we said Vayitzav is referring to Dinim, he said that's Avodah Zarah. And that that we said Elikim is referring to Lo Yidil Lechayim Achirim Al Ponai, which is referring to Avodah Zarah, he said that's Dinim. So he switched around the Avodah Zarah and the Dinim. And Mishloim Elikim, I can understand why it's a Dinim Dechsev, Vanik Minikim Al Vayitzar Elikim. Right, you spoke about that before. Elikim can also refer to a judge. Good, that I understand. Vayitzav is Avodah Zarah, my Masha, what do you see Vayitzav, Avodah Zarah? Or because of Yitzvah Abdimi, Amach Loikis. Chad Omar, it says by the Egel. Sir Maimon Aderech Hashetzivisim Oslehem Egel Maaseicha. So that's referring to Egel. It's number this week's parish, and not the parish itself, but after receiving the Torah. So Sir Maimon Aderech they waited for Moshe Rabbeinu 40 days and come back. Again said, Oslehem Egel Maaseicha. So it says, so mahem and aderech asher tzivisem. And it says, vayitzav, and egel maseich is the chavoyd zara. So vayitzav, tzivisem, is referring to avoyd zara. Okay, so I understand where you're coming from. V'chad omar, the other one said, I have another raya that is referring to avoyd zara. V'chad omar, osher kefraim, rotzat mishpat, ki hoyul holach achrei tzav. Because they went after tzav. What means they went after tzav? So Rashi says in the first narrow line on top, they listened to the tzivoy of the Baal. What of the Baal? What was the tzivoy? Go and serve the Baal. Ah, so therefore the word tzav is then again a reference to avodah zara. So you asked, where do you see vayitzav zu avodah zara? So we have two psukim, either from the egel masecha she tzivisim osma meil masecha, or halach achrei tzav, that they went after the avodah zara, that of Baal. Frank Tamara, both of these are good references to the word tzivoy vayitzav. My benai was afkemina. Ekemenai v'akum she'asa avodah zara v'lo yishtach v'lo. He only manufactured that avodah zara, but he didn't actually bow down to it. Are you over in such a situation? Aman di amar osu mishasa siyemachay. Osu lehema egel masecha. By putting in all the gold and the silver inside the fire. And came out egel masecha. They were ready over avodah zara at that point. Even before they started bowing or pledging allegiance to this avodah zara. Osel and asiyach, mandiyam koyel halach. Achrei tzav is only on the osel masron upalachla. Only if you actually go to the base of avodah zara and then you mishtachve, only then are you going to be chayv. The goy would be chayv for the mishtachvois.
Didn't we have a machlokas earlier about tachrechem hazmana milsi laf hazmana milsi?
Machlokas to buy verov. Yes.
And so isn't this totally in there a little bit? Because if you prepare something until it's put into use, is it meaningful or not? So here it seems to be saying that hazmana is, according to Smandamar, hazmana is a milsa.
Yeah.
Okay. Hazmana is only by mitzvah, not for keret.
This is a negative of a mitzvah.
That's what I'm saying. Hazmana milsa means only in theory the kedusha is starting for earlier. Hazmana milsa, not that's machlokes, right?
Yeah, machlokes is a survivor of us.
But here it's not. The hazmona,
hazmona is step one, so then a person can do step two and do hashom.
Avozara.
But so that's
first
not.
You have to have hazmona, or you have to have a
okay. No, but the hazmona should be positive, not negative.
Okay.
No?
Yeah, hazmona.
As far as.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Mitchum, this Shabbos is going to link that serves the Dibris. Right? It serves the Dibris at the very beginning, after Noichi, it says, Lisas, Lichofes, Bechol, Tmuno, Asher, Bashmai, Mimal, Bashem, Ort, Vitachas, Lashmai, Vitachas, Lort, Lisishtach, Lisov, Dain. So tell me what that Isser that is in the Torah. Lisas, Lichofes, from the moment that you make the Fessel, are you ready over on the Isser? But you only over when you get with Sishtachva Lehem Veloisa of Deng. Only after you get Sishtachva.
This is a question on the Mandamu says until you pass.
Okay, so then, good. So the point is, you're referring to Hazmana Milsi because you're assuming that the Isser is Sishtachva.
Right.
Therefore, the Asi alone is a Hazmana for the Sishtachva.
But you're saying is that minutes.
Exactly. According to Mandi Yoma that says Asiya, just even if you never worship it, just the manufacturer by going and putting together.
If you never worship any Avodah Zara, you simply when the Avodah Zara
you're in the business of manufacturing
and if that's the Derech Avodah of that Avodah Zara, is simply to manufacture.
No, it doesn't have to be Derech Avodah. According to where we're standing at this point in the Gemara is that the Machlokes is just making the Avodah Zara itself is an Avodah. Even if you never bow down to it, just make it. Avad, if you're just making it as a trinket, it's goodish. But if your Kavana was, you're doing it because you want the Shem Avodah Zara, you're ready over. You're not over because it's Hazmona to the Hishtachava. You're over because that in itself is an Isra.
It's a Masa, okay.
Exactly. Okay, continue on. Omar Rabba, Amikli on the Omar, the Akim Shasavoy deserve the Hishtachavachai. Is there such a man that holds that just manufacturing it, that in itself is an avoided, that in itself is an Isra? What time do we have in the Brisa? Be Akum, Dvorim Shebezin to Yisrael, Menisan Alein, Ben Noyach Muzer Alein. When you have that by the Yid, Chas Hashem, the Yid would go and get Misa, then the Ben Noach gets the Azhar. Azhar would mean he gets the Koris like we had before. Ben Bezin Shehiz Mehel Mehem Misa Inole. However, if it's a situation where Bezin would not be Mehem Misa on it, and Ben Noach Muzalem, then they don't get Koris, they don't have in the Isser. So now
there's a concept of Koris by Avodah Chacham?
Presumably, because we're saying that there's a din here of Asora, and Rashi said in the Omer Aleph, Asora means the din of Karis.
Okay.
Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, so Gemara asks, Lemute Mai, what is this Brisa telling us? Only those that avoid Azor is that we're Maimis, then they have the Azor. But if we don't even have the Maimis, then they don't have the Azor. So what is that coming to exclude? My love them ute akim sha'osa avoidazara v'loyishta achvela. Isn't that what it means? That just like a feed only manufactures the avoidazara, he would not be over on the isra of avoidazara because he just fabricated it. So the same thing would apply to the guy. He just made the avoidazara v'loyishta achvela. So he wouldn't have even the ashara because just like ein bezin jisrom mizralem ein ben noyer mizralem. Isn't that the kavana of this brisa? And therefore this would fly in the face of the mandiyama that says that mi'asiya without the ishtachva, you're ready chayev. No, we're saying no, it has to be mit ishtachva. Omrapapaloi, that's not the kavana of the brisa. The brisa is not talking about making and being mishtachva, it's talking about a secondary form of worshipping the avodah zara. Lemute gifa v'nishuk, like embracing and hugging and kissing the avodah zara. On that, Ein bezdin shel Yisrael men misen aleihen. So therefore, ein ben noyach muzer aleihen. Frank Gemara, give an ishak to my. Explain to me, what did he do over here? Ilei mekidarka, is this the way that you serve avodah zara? Just like the baal pa'or you do by defecating, by Marculius you throw stones. This one is a kissy kissy type of avodah zara, and therefore you go into the avodah zara. Everybody stands on line. Everybody goes over to the idol and they kiss it on the top and they kiss it on the nose. They kiss it on the toes, and that's the way you are over this avodah zara. If that's the derech avodah bartolahu, then you get misa because that's the way you're doing the avodah zara. Elamudish aloy kedark. It's talking about that. No, that's not the way you do the avodah zara. If you go to the Baal Pa'or, the way you're supposed to do it is, you're supposed to lower your pants and do what you gotta do. If you instead said, man, I don't like doing that, there's no basin to wash my hands, Rashi Yotzer afterwards. So you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna instead do Gifa Venishik, I'm gonna go and kiss that way. That's Shaloi Kedarka. And for that, that's what this Mandiyama meant, that since it's Varnish Ein Bezin Shiyisrael, Mesin Aleim, because it's not Kedarka, Shaloi Kedarka. Ein Ben Noyach Muzal. Right. Dinim b'nei noyach ifkid. You're telling me that dinim is part of the shem mitzvah b'nei noyach. In fact, that was number one according to the first man. Yom b'itzav is dinim. Ah, b'nei noyach ifkid v'otanya. We have a brisa. Asher mitzvah in Sabi Yisrael b'mara. Klal Yisrael received 10 mitzvahs altogether. Mara, we just had in last week's parasha about Mara. What are the 10? Sheva shekim b'alein b'nei noyach. Just like all b'nei noyach had 7, so we add on 3 more. V'yisif alein dinim. The Shabbos, the Kibbutz Avim. How do I know that we added these 3? Dinan Nechziv, Sham Sam Loi Choik Umishbat. B'Sham Niso. Umishbat is referring to Dinan. Oh, so that's one. And Shabbos, the Kibbutz Avim. Nechziv. In the Aseret Dibros, it says Kashiv Tzivcha Hashem Alikecha. That these are 2 separate psukim. The Gemara just merges it into 1. If you look at number 12, you have Shomer Es Chodesh Es Yoyim Hashabbos Akachi Kashiv Tzivcha Hashem Alikecha. That's 1 kashet tziva. And then it says, where do we find in the Torah prior to the Seres Adibris, the tziva for Shabbos or the tziva for Kabbalah Zavich Vesimecha? Oh, since it says kashet tzivcha, Muzah find that this took place in Mara, the Omer of Yehuda. What's the kashet tzivcha? Bimar. So what do I see from this? That the 10 includes Shem Mitzvah Neinoyach plus Dinan. You can't count dinim twice.
Well, one is dinim of Bnei Noach, and one is upgraded to dinim of Bnei.
Oh, so that's a beautiful terrace, but the Gemara has something similar. The first one was you have to establish a court system, similar to this week's parsha about the sechsim. We call, yeah, you should have to go and appoint, sorry, atzores, and sorry, mayors, etc. Like it said in this week's sedra. That's number 1, set up courts. And number 2, the second deen is to tell you now some of the jurisprudence rules. That what? It has to be Eda. What means Eda, says Rashi? That even by B'nai Noyach, you have to have a court of 23.
23 Jews judging them, or 23 Goyim judging them?
Presumably Goyim. And what does it say about it? How do I know 23? Because we learned the first mission of our Masechta. Veshavtu Eda, Vitzilu Eda, 10 plus 10, and then you have the majority of 2, and then Bezna Shokel. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so we learned from that Eda that you have to have Bezna 23. And then you have the dinner of Edom, you have to have Alpishnaim Edom, and you have to have Asra each time. Ah, okay, so now I understand what it means that. So now, let me change it for a second, that this is a pshat that we have the two dinim. One dinim was that you have the court system, that's the Shem Mitzvah Bnei Noyach, that applies to them. For the Jews, in addition to that, you have to have the second Shom Samloi Choyke Mishpat, that in Mora they said, yeah, it's not just enough to have a court system. You have to have an Eid of the 23, but the Eid of Dasra. But these do not apply to the Goyim. So, not that I was saying before, change my mind, that only by Yidin you have this additional. If you look at Rashi in the middle of the Amid, the Eid of Eidim Asra, says Rashi, in the first Mishnah, Eid Shifetus, Eid Matzalus, Akam Loi Ifkait, Akam, somebody was on the thing. The Akam Loi Ifkait Bahachi, that Akam does not have that same din, 23, Kirafino Kaman, Mikroi, we're going to see from other Psukim, Ben Noyach Nerak, he doesn't need Eidim, Afilib Eid Echad, he doesn't need 323 Dionim, Afilib Dayan Echad. Ah, so now your Kasha falls away. You asked, you told me that Dinan was part of the Shem Mitzvah Neinoich. And then you told me, in Mara we learned Dinan. What do you need two Dinan for? The first Dinan is telling us, court system.
1.0.
Now, Dinan 2.0 is the some of the rules, the regulations, Eid of the Eid of Asra.
Excuse me, I seem to remember seeing, I think by Aaron Salvechik, that at Mara we also had the Mitzvah of Paraduma.
And Rashi brings it in the Chumash last week.
I saw it cited.
Yeah, no, it's presumably
so why are we not mentioning it here?
Because this Mandi Yomer holds that's what we learned. Presumably we'll have later, tomorrow, another day, that was another one of the Mitzvahs of Mara. Rashi said in the Chumash last week, said that was Paraduma. Yeah, very good. My Vesifa Lein Dinen, Ofreiti Mara Yehochi, My Vesifa Lein Dinen. That doesn't sound like when you're saying the word Dinen, Rashi says, "Ein elu dinim ella mitzvahs dayanim." Dinim sounds like you're adding up new dinim. These rules of jurisprudence, they don't apply to me and to you. It applies to the courts. That the courts, when they are having a din Torah, make sure you have 23, make sure you have eidim as well. So that's the moitzim dinim. Says Yomar, okay, ella meravli nistuch ella dinim knasois. That they added on dinim knasois that you give a knas for various reasons, like we have in the Torah,
and Kefal, and
all those wonderful things.
Hamishim Salaf.
Says Rashi, however, by Bnei Noyach, there's no din of Knossos. Pray tomorrow. Akata we see forbidden me by Elay. What you're not doing is adding new dinim. What you're adding is
details
to dinim. El Omer Bachmar Yaakov Insuchel Hoishim Bezdim Bekol Plachul Plachul Bekol Ir Veir. That what? That there's a din. It says shoytim that shoytim titel chol bechol shorach Hashem Hashem lekecha mitzvah lishvatecha v'shavkas omish betzedik. The Rashi says here in the pasuk bechol shorach irach. You've got to have chol plach chol plach. Every country, every region, every year, every city. That's the Bnei Noach don't have. They don't have to have chol plach chol plach and bechol every year. That's why we have the two sets of dinim. Right? The word of Bnei Noach lo yivkay. Don't they have the same requirement for tani kishem shesav Yisrael? Oh, yishem bati din bechol plach chol plach bechol every year. Kach tzav Bnei Noach lo yishem bati din bechol So that cannot be the pshat. Where would the Bnei Noach have that requirement from? From the Shem of the Mitzvah Bnei Noach. So what are you being moist of them by dinim by saying you have to have bechol ir v'ir? They have that din also. El Omer Rav Haytana Tana Ben Ashehu the Mapik Tach the Ayil Sach. This Tana Tana Ben Ashe that makes a switch. What means it makes a switch? In the seven he takes out two of the seven that we said until now, and he puts in two others. What's the dach? Dach is dinin. He takes out dinin. Oh, so even before we continue on, oh, since he takes dinin out, so that's not part of the Shem Mitzvah Bnei Noach. So that's why that's that Mandi Yomer holds that we added three more the dinin, which was not part of the Shem Bnei Noach. So that with that we answered the kasha because he holds that the Shem Mitzvah do not include dinin. What's the chav? The chav is referring to birchas Hashem, that also doesn't apply to the goyim for the Shem Mitzvah Neinoyach. Maybe he'll learn that. We'll learn from the Ish for Ish. We'll see shortly. What does he put instead? And we're down to five Neinoyach. He adds in Sach. Sach is what we had before. Sirus, like we said at the top of the Yom, other Sirus, castrating. Mm-hmm. And Chof is referring to Kilayim. That's what he puts in. The Tanu of Menashe, Shem Mitzvah Tam Neinoyach, what are the seven? Avedizor, Gilirai, Shichasam. Those are the three big ones. It's three cardinal sins. Gezel, the Eivim Menachai, that's the Aleph and the Gimel. But he takes out the Beis and the Dalid. What is Eivim Menachai? And then he adds Sirus and Kilayim. So that's the Sach that he adds instead of the Dach. Behuda Oiman. Now, we get a little bit off on a tangent. Behuda Oiman, Oda Marishal, and Stav El Alvedizor, Bufan. He's not disagreeing with the Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach Taka had Shem Mitzvah Noach, but Odom Rishon himself only had a boy deserve. Shem Mitzvah Noach, Shem Mitzvah Noach, Odom What did the Kadosh Baruch Hu be mitzava on the Odo Adam Rishon? Vaitzav Hashem Elikim. Elikim, we said before, is a reference to Lo Yilucha Elihim Acherim Al Panai. So therefore, he says the only mitzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him, besides, of course, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas, that we learned from this pasuk was don't do Avodah Zarah. He also told him about Bechas Hashem. The Yesh Omrim Afaladinim is Kiman Az Lahod Omer of Yehuda Omer Rav. Who is this man the Omer, according to whom did Rav Yehuda Omer Rav said? So this is, if you will, like an expression. Elikim Ani Loisakaluni. Rabbi Yisrael says, I'm Elikim. Don't be Mevorech Es Hashem. Elikim Ani Loisamiruni. Don't go and
make a tzmura.
In other words, go and make a marida and take a switch for Avodah Zarah. Elakim ani yehi moiroi aleichem, have my moira on you. Kiman ki yesh omrim. How is that kiman ki yesh omrim? Because this yesh omrim said, we just said a minute ago, look, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseder says, afal birchus Hashem. Let's go back to previous mandiyama. First mandiyama says, avoid azara, that's Rabbi Yehuda, avoid azara. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseder, af birchus Hashem as well. The yesh omrim, af aladinim, so we have three of them. So that's the yesh omrim says, af, and he keeps on adding one more. So those three, the Avodah Zarah, Birchas Hashem, and Dinam, that's what we're referring to now. Kaman Oz Lahodim Ravina Marav, Elikim Ani Loisakaluni, that's the Birchas Hashem. Elikim Ani Loisamaruni, don't exchange me for another Avodah Zarah, that's Avodah Zarah. Elikim Ani Yemaroy Aleichem, because this Elikim is referring to the Elihim of the Bote Dinam, added Elihim Yavid Varshneim, so therefore you have to have the Moira of the Bezin of the Diyan.
It's derivative of the Moira of Akash Baruch Hu.
Exactly. Tana Ben Menashe. Sefek Dimazukim Ar Tana Ben Menashe. I Dorish Vayitzav. Right? Ben Menashe said that we have five of the original seven, and we take out two, and we put in the other two, Sirius and Kilai. So very good. I Dorish Vayitzav. Like we darshened all, every single word, Vayitzav Hashem, Elikim, Mal Odom, etc., etc. So what was Hashem? That was Birchas Hashem. So Afil HaHanach Nami. So then he should have that, as well as Vayitzav means, according to the first Pshat in the Gemara, that's referring to Ki Yedat of the Manashe Yitzav, Lasi Tzedaka U'Mishpat, so that's referring to Dinan. So if he learns Vayitzav, then he should include the Dach, those two. How do you leave them out? Eloi Dorish Vayitzav, Vidod Midash Vayitzav. Hani Minole, how does he know the other five? So tomorrow, Lo'olam Lo'i Darish Vayitzav, he does not learn Dayitzav. Hani Kol Chod V'Chod V'Abi Nafshi Ksiva. Rather, all the seven that he has, which includes the Kelaim and the Siras, to the exception of the Birchus Hashem and the Dinim, he learns them from seven separate psukim. What are those psukim? And yet should to be continued tomorrow, Rabbi Yisai.